Penny for Your Thoughts is a Vectis Radio production, produced by Brian Curtis and written by Marion Hartley.
Now listen here, Amy. You said you'd work at the shop until I was ready to open the cafe.
No, I didn't say that. I said I'd see. And it just so happens I like working in the shop now, and I don't want to leave.
Well, then why do you moan about it all the time?
I don't. Okay, I used to, but you obviously haven't noticed, recently, that I'm really quite happy there now.
But I'm relying on you, Amy.
Look, Mum, I can't work for you.
Why on earth not?
Because I'd never be able to leave. Don't you see? I'd be stuck there.
No, you wouldn't. You can always leave.
No, I couldn't. I'd feel obliged to stay.
Oh, how can you say that? Look, I'm creating a future for you.
No, you're not. You're creating a future for yourself.
No, that's not fair. One day the business will be yours.
But I don't want it.
Oh, if only your dad was here. He'd be so disappointed.
Oh, don't give me that.
Well, it's true. Okay, so it'd be easier if he was here, but that can't be helped. Work is work, and he said he'd return as soon as possible.
Really?
Yes, and that's why I need you.
But you've got Connie Benford, so you don't really need me.
But I do. I can't run the cafe with just two people. Oh, please, Amy.
I'll work on my day off, okay?
One day a week? And you'll do an hour at lunchtime on the other days?
No, sorry, but I can't do that.
But the business will fail without you. I might as well not open in the first place.
Well, that's your choice, Mum. Anyway, when Dad gets back, he'll help.
Well, that's if he comes back.
What do you mean by that?
Well, nothing. I just hope they don't keep extending his contract.
Jim, the party was great. What time did it finish?
Oh, about 2. Believe it or not, Helen and Amy were the last to leave.
Amy? Fancy that.
Well, it was her mum, really. Helen and I had a lot of reminiscing to do. I think, to be honest, Amy was bored stiff.
Do you know Helen is opening the new cafe?
Yeah, she told me about that. Actually, it was a bit awkward.
Why?
Well, when Helen mentioned that Amy would be working with her, Amy got really angry.
I can't imagine Amy getting angry.
Well, she did.
So that means Amy's going to leave here?
No, that's just it. Amy doesn't want to.
Oh.
Shh, she's coming now. Not a word.
Penny, can I ask you something?
Yeah?
Look, just between you and me, I'm thinking of going part-time.
Oh, why's that?
Well, I think I should help my mum in the cafe.
Oh, I see. So what's the problem?
Well, there's not really a problem, but...
Yeah?
If I was to go part-time and then change my mind, do you think they'd give me my job back?
You mean full-time?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I don't see why not. That's if the hours were available and they hadn't already employed someone else.
That's what I was thinking.
How many days do you want to do?
What, here?
Yeah.
I was thinking of doing 3 days.
Well, you can only ask.
So should I ask Debbie?
No, you'd have to ask Michael.
Oh.
Amy, if he says no, what will you do?
I don't know. I just hope he says yes.
Jim, I don't see the new hats out in menswear. And what are you doing here?
Ah, I was going to do that this afternoon.
It should have been done this morning, Jim.
Well, as you can see, I had to cover this till.
Why?
Well, Amy had to see Michael.
Oh. Well, get them out this afternoon, please. They won't sell in their boxes.
Debbie, it'll be the first thing I do after lunch.
Good. I'll be back later to have a look.
Oh, jolly good.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, Amy, I don't see a problem. Which days do you want to work?
I was thinking of Monday, Tuesday and Wednesday.
Oh, and when do you want this to start?
Next week.
Next week? Oh, I see. Well, that's a bit short notice.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Well, look, leave it with me and I'll get back to you by the end of the day.
Thanks, Michael.
As I say, there's no problem going part-time, but it would have been nice to have been given a little more notice.
I'm sorry, but it was a last-minute decision.
Okay. Well, I'll speak to you later.
Hi, Kathy. This has got to be quick. I got your text, but what do you mean by cheap tickets?
Ah, I've got two cheap tickets for the theatre, so I wondered if you wanted to come with me.
When is it?
Tonight.
Oh, I can't. I'm having a drink with Connie.
Well, you can change that, can't you?
Yeah, I suppose so. What is it? Oh, sorry, look, I've got to go. I'll speak to you later.
Well, let me know as soon as you can.
Yeah.
Penny, are you all right?
Yes, I just had to take something for my headache.
Are you sure you're all right?
Yeah, I'll be fine now, thanks.
Connie, how nice to see you.
And you, Jim.
Is everything still okay for tonight?
Yep. Penny thinks we're just meeting up for a drink. Michael is still coming, isn't he?
Oh, yeah. He seems very keen.
Great. I'm looking forward to it.
I'll see you about 8, then.
Yep. I can't wait to see Penny's face when you two turn up unexpected.
Oh, I'm sure she'll be pleased.
Oh, yes, I'm sure she will.
Amy, just to let you know, that will be fine.
What? That I can go part-time from next week?
Yes.
Oh, that's great. Thank you so much, Michael. I really do appreciate that.
No problem, and good luck with everything. I hope the cafe goes well.
Thank you.
You okay, Amy?
Yeah.
So, what did he say?
He said I could start part-time from next week.
Oh, you must be pleased. But I'll miss you.
Well, if the cafe doesn't work out, I'll be back full-time.
Oh, I'm sure it will be great.
It might not. You never know, do you?
Hello?
Hi, Connie.
Oh, Penny. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. It's just about tonight. Would you mind terribly if we did drinks another night? Something's cropped up.
Oh, but Penny, I was really looking forward to it.
Well, what about next Saturday?
Why can't you make tonight?
Well, to be honest, I've been asked to go to the theatre. Kathy's got some cheap tickets. It's the play you saw and said it was brilliant.
Oh, I see. Oh, that's a shame. You can't go another night, can you?
No, the tickets are only for tonight. I am sorry, Connie.
OK, well, let's make it next Saturday then, yeah?
Yeah, that's fine. Sorry again, but you did say it was good.
Yes, it is, and you must see it.
OK, see you later.
Come on, pick up.
Hello?
Jim, it's Connie.
Oh, hi.
Jim, Penny can't make it tonight.
Oh, you're joking. Why not?
She's going to the theatre.
Well, why can't she go another night?
Well, it seems Kathy got cheap tickets for tonight. I couldn't argue with her. I was the one who told her to go and see it.
Oh, damn. Right, I'll have to phone Michael. What a pity. I was really looking forward to it.
So was I. But the good thing is, we're going to meet up next Saturday instead.
Oh, good. I'll just have to make sure Michael's free.
OK. Sorry to muck you about, Jim.
No, it's no problem. Look, I'll phone Michael now, and then I'll let you know what he says.
OK. Hear from you soon. Bye.
Yeah, bye.
That was brilliant. I'm so glad we went.
It really was good, wasn't it? I loved the twist at the end.
Oh, I knew that was coming.
Did you?
No, I had no idea. I thought Lily had done it.
Oh, no, I thought it was the waiter.
The waiter? No, I didn't think it was him.
Simon, what's his name? He was very good, wasn't he?
Oh, excellent. Yeah, it was a good night out.
Newport's very quiet.
Do you know, I was thinking just the same thing.
So... Oh, where the hell did he come from?
What an idiot!
He must have jumped the lights.
How stupid can you be? They nearly hit us.
Right, let's get home.
Kathy?
Yes, what is it?
I was thinking.
What about?
I was thinking about what you and Debbie were saying the other night.
Me and Debbie? When?
At Jim's party. You were talking about Jim, how you both were keen on him.
Oh, that...
Do you really want to go out with him?
Well, I do like him.
Well, so do I, but I don't want to go out with him. And remember, he does have Les.
I know.
So?
So what?
Well, doesn't that sort of put you off?
Penny, I haven't been out with someone for years.
No, but you don't have to go out with someone.
I know, but look what I've got. I don't even have my own house. I live with you. All I've got is my job. There's nothing else. No children, no nothing. I want more than this, Penny.
Well, you've got a very good job.
Ah, yeah, well, that's just it. All I do is work. I want someone to share my life with.
Oh, Kathy, I can understand that. And Jim can be lovely, but...
Oh, I know, Penny, but sometimes, just sometimes, it's better to have a little of what you want than to have absolutely nothing.
Tune in next time for another instalment of Penny for Your Thoughts.